Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today, we are joined by Mare d'Azene Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Yourself?
Doing great.
Glad to hear that. Now, you're bringing us a fairly serious topic today, but it is one that is very important as far as being discussed openly, and that is helping your grieving loved ones during the holidays. I know that sometimes the automatic response is, let's not say anything, we don't want to make them upset, but that's not always the case, is it?
That's correct. So the holiday season, as we all know, can be particularly stressful just in general. We pack ourselves full of so many activities and get-togethers and so forth that we add a layer of stress that we don't normally have in our lives. But it can be particularly stressful for our friends and family members who have suffered the loss of a loved one this past year. And it's super difficult to watch someone that we care about go through the pain and the sorrow, knowing lots of times that there really sometimes is very little that we can do to lessen their grief. But it doesn't mean that we can't help. As much as we would like to take away the pain, we all know that we can't. Our loved ones are going through an entire grieving process, but at the same time, we can be with them and we can acknowledge the pain that is there. And we can reach out to them and let them know that it hurts us that they're hurting during the holiday and that we're thinking of them and we're thinking of the loved one that they've lost and the times and the memories that we had. So just having that gift of presence and acknowledgement can mean a lot anytime throughout the year, not only during the holidays. And there are different things and different ways that we can support grieving family members. And the first one is exactly what I just said, and they make it very simple. Just say it. Often we make that mistake of deliberately not mentioning the name of the person who passed away out of concern that it might upset the grieving friend. So whether or not it's a family member or you know, a friend or even a coworker. And when we look at it from the standpoint of how people grieve, it's being very far from the truth because we want our loved ones to be remembered and we want people to talk about our loved ones. And so as a friend, I should not be afraid to say, I know you're hurting, I know this is a difficult time, and then focus on some of the great memories that we had with our loved one. We want people to talk about them, and lots of times as someone trying to be a supportive friend, we kind of side skirt, and the most common way to respond is to really avoid talking about it. So mentioning the loved one, that gives the person who has passed away and the grieving person who is going through this process really allows them to acknowledge and express some of their sad feelings. If somebody says, I understand you're hurting, then as the grieving person, that makes me more comfortable to respond and talk about how I'm feeling during this time. And it gives me permission to do that. And it gives me permission to remember the happy times with my loved one. So just talking about the one that's been lost keeps their memories alive, especially if they're fun times and humorous times that you've had along the journey with them in your life. If a grieving person feels that they're not allowed to remember their loved one and not allowed to comfortably talk about their loved one to their friends and family, that in itself can be more painful and can be more detrimental to the overall grieving process. So do not be afraid to mention the loved ones that your family and friend have lost during the year. It is a good, healthy thing to talk about it. The second thing that we want to make sure is that we push assumptions aside. Another common mistake that someone supporting a friend or family member during this time is to assume how the grieving person must feel. If you call a grieving friend and he or she doesn't get back to you, try again. We don't want to assume, for example, that our friend doesn't want to talk. We all grieve differently, and some days our grief can be very overwhelming, and other days it's going to be better. So we really want to allow our person that we're supporting several different opportunities to respond. So don't just make one or two phone calls. without a response and say, well, the person doesn't want to talk about it. Be persistent and continue to reach out to your loved one. Another thing that we want to think about, too, is kind of understanding the role that we can best serve our grieving loved one. That's a very important consideration as well. Sometimes we need somebody to dog sit for us, and then other times we need someone that we can just sit and cry with. And the person who is going through the grief process really needs about three types of supporters in their life. Someone who's a listener, who can offer a shoulder to cry on and can handle the intimate details of the emotions that our friend or family member is going through. You might be a doer who's responsible and helpful with tasks. It could be everything from picking up kids from school or helping out with a different event during the holiday, preparing food and bringing it by, helping you put up your Christmas decorations or sending out the Christmas cards, things that need to be done to help you during this time. So whatever you're needing a doer to do, find someone that can fill that role. And then the third type of supporter that we need during the grieving process sometimes is what we call the distractor, and that's the person who can offer a lighter touch and can help the person suffering from their grief kind of take a break from life for a little bit. It is the person that you can hit the road and go out to dinner with or just have an evening of laughter to kind of give you that break that you need in your process. So look for ways that we as people who are supporting our grieving loved one can help. We all have kind of our talents and our niches to be able to kind of put ourselves in one or more of these three categories. And last but not least, we need to be patient. It's important to remember that grief doesn't have a timeline. It can last for years. And we need to remember that how our loved one looks on the outside may not line up with how they're feeling on the inside. And so as someone who's supporting our loved one, we just really need to let that person know on a regular basis that we understand that grief is going to have its ups and downs, and we understand that it is going to be a journey. And if we let our loved one know that regardless of how long that journey takes, we're there and our goal is to support them, that's going to have a lasting impact on our loved one. So just really letting our loved ones know this time, especially more than ever this time of year, that we are there and we are there to help them and hold their hand throughout this process.
Thank you, Kathy. All very good points and ideas. And like you say, not just during the holidays, but really any time. Normalize that conversation. Just let them know that you're there and willing to help out, because your loved ones aren't just the people you're related to.
Exactly.
All right. Well, once again, thank you for sharing the information. Very much appreciated, and hopefully it will help somebody. I'm sure it will. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds wonderful.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.